عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Al-Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. I'd like to welcome you all to continuation of our series of tafsir for the last juz amma, and today inshallah is the last class concerning surah number 82, surah al-infitar. And before inshallah we get to our word-to-word tafsir and general tafsir, recite the verses inside the surah inshallah. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا السماء انفطرت وإذا الكواكب انتثرت وإذا البحار فجرت وإذا القبور بعثرت علمت نفس ما قدمت وأخرت يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك كلا بل تكذبون بالدين وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم يصلونها يوم الدين وما هم عنها بغائبين وما أدراك ما يوم الدين ثم ما أدراك ما يوم الدين يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله If I'm not mistaken, we stop to verse number 12. We finish verse number 12. And the last issue that we discuss is the belief in the angels. And part of those angels and part of their jobs and their occupation and their duties is to be a protector over us, watcher over us, preserving us from devils, from crises and things like this by the will of Allah and by the permission of Allah, and also that they are a writer, recorder. They record and they write whatever we do, from saying or action, and sometimes even intention. And this came clear in the words يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. This is a description. In addition being kiram, honorable, they are well acquainted, well knowledgeable with what you are doing. Okay? So after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went to discuss the final and the ending of the life and the living and the people, and divide them to two categories: after living and after dying and after resurrection. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us about the ending and the final by saying إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم. Verse number 13. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. إِنَّ means verily. الأبرار is a noun, comes from the word بر, barra, yabirru. And al-abrar are the doer of the birr. Okay? Al-abrar are the doer of the act of birr, righteousness, good deed. So al-abrar is a plural of bar. You say, kun barran bi abika, be good to your father, treat him nicely, okay? And the term birru al-walidain, being benevolent and good to your parents, birru al-walidain, okay? So al-abrar is noun, and it is plural, and the single of it is bar, okay? Al-abrar. There is a plural, we call it jam' salim, that it has a certain rule, okay? Like sajid, sajidun, raki' raki'un, okay? La'ib la'ibun. And there is a unusual plural, so you get to learn it like this, okay? Al-abrar. Bar al-abrar. Lafi, lafi is two articles together, the lam and the fi. We already took fi many times before, means in. Lafi, okay, is to confer, to affirm something. It's like saying indeed, almost like saying indeed. La fi, fi means in. La fi na'im, na'im, na'im is delight. Na'im is something which is that you enjoy, okay? This is called na'im. Abrara la fi na'im. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. إن الأبرار لفي نعيم إن الأبرار لفي نعيم إن الأبرار لفي نعيم. So how they got this نعيم? The delight because their work, their good deed, righteous deed, okay? As a result of this, Allah calls them after their deed, the doer of good deed, abrar, from birr, okay? Being kind to somebody, being gentle with them, to be helpful to them, okay? Righteousness, by doing righteous deed, things which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, called righteous, okay? So al-abrar became in na'im as a result of what? Being doing righteous deed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded them by what? Na'im, okay? Enjoyment, delight. In the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showing us the other section or the other category of the human being, and those are the sinner, those are the fujjar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, wa innal fujjara lafi jahim. Wa means end. This is wow means end. Inna wa inna, and inna means what? Verily, indeed. Al-Fujjar, Al-Fujjar comes from the verb Fajara. Fajara, to be disobedient, to be a sinner, to be a wicked, to go beyond the limits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for you. So like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws the limits and puts the line, and you go beyond this. So became fajr. Say, this is fajr. So fajr is noun, and fajr is single. And what you see here is al-fujjar. Al-fujjar. Okay? The wicked one. So this is plural here. Wa inna al-fujjara. And verily, the wicked, the sinner, The people who disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَفِي جَحِيم. They will be where? In جَحِيم. We seek Allah's protection. Okay? لَفِي جَحِيم. Which is what? Hellfire. So, the surah here after discuss the belief in the angels, discussing the belief also in the hereafter, and part of the hereafter is the Jannah and the Nar, the place of blessings and the place of punishment. And there is some people going here and some people going there. Okay? It's two places, two homes. You're going to be here or you're going to be there. And your place and your home will be as a result of what? Of your deed. That you did birr or you did fujur. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about the fujjar, they're going to be in Jahim. Okay? وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ. Okay, verse number 15. يَصْلَوْنَهَا يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. يَصْلَوْنَهَا. The ha in the word referring to the Jahim. The ha is referring to hellfire. Okay? Yafla is a verb. Okay? Means to be burned. Yafla means to be burned. Yaslaw naha. That means they will be burned. Ha in it. So it, where you see it, is the ha in the in. This is the pronoun. So anything that you want to refer to she or to it as a feminine, you give it what? Ha. It's a kitab. كتابها بيت بيتها أم أمها. Okay, قلم قلمها by adding to the noun. Okay, ها ألف will make it what? Hair or it, huh? The masculine of what? We didn't give this last week. Okay, if you turn the page, you found it there. Okay. We said Rab, Rabbuhu, Kitab, Kitabuhu. Okay, I just was going to ask you this, but you asked me first, because I remember I gave it last week. No problem, inshallah. Okay, Yaslawnaha, they will be burning it when? Yawmuddin, in the day of recompense, the day of judgment. يَصْلَوْنَهَا يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. Okay? يَصْلَوْنَهَا. Say it please. يَصْلَوْنَهَا. يَصْلَوْنَهَا. يوم الدين يصلونها يوم الدين يصلونها يوم الدين again again verse number 16 wa ma hum an ha bi gha ibin wa ma hum an ha bi gha ibin wa means what and ma what hum they an ha is two things together, the an and the ha. An ha is two things together. An, okay, from. Ha again is what, Faisal? Of. It, what you're referring to? Referring to what? Exactly, which is what? No. Anha, they are not a far from it. They are not going to be absent from it. They're going to be in it. They're going to be burned in it. It referring to what? Jahim. Okay, so وَمَا هُمْ عَنْهَا and they are not عَنْهَا from it i.e. hellfire بِغَائِدِينَ they are not going to be absent, they're going to be present there. It's not going to be vacation or taken off or hiding. No, they're going to be there. They, Allah says they're going to be burning there and they are not going to be missing it. They are not going to be absent. They are not going to be away from it, from hellfire. وَمَا هُمْ عَنْهَا بِغَائِبِينَ so B is with or okay, article and the verb غَابَ okay, غَابَ غَابَ means to be absent, okay, and the person who's absent we call him غَائِب. Well, I say, as example, where is Ashraf tonight? Is he hadir or ghaib? No, he's absent. Okay, you call he's ghaib, ghaib. And comes from this to believe in, which is? بالغائب, الذين يؤمنون بالغائب. Those who believe in the unseen. Because the unseen is not in front of you, is absent from you. In from your vision, okay? So غائب, so غائبين is the plural of غائب, okay? غائب is single and غائبين is the plural, and غائب means what? Is not present, he's absent. وما هم عنها بغائبين. So Allah is telling us that those kuffar and those who are, Allah describes them, he calls them what? Allah calls them what? The Fujjar. So the Fujjar is not going to be absent from hellfire. They're going to be there. They're going to remain there. Why? Because they are Fujjar. They are not going to be missing from hellfire. They're going to be present. You understand? So Allah negating the fact that they're going to be missing from hellfire.
Which part is the negation?
Wa ma, not. So ma,
I thought ma was what?
Yes. And ma here has been used for negating the fact. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر. ما you are not or you is ما هذا بكاتب, this is not a, ما هذا بطبيب, this is not a doctor. ما هذا بطبيب, he is not a doctor. Ma, so you use ma also for negation. Okay, you have la and you have ma and you have other articles that, like you say la ilaha illallah, so you use la negated. Okay, and you use ma to negate also. Wama huma, wama, and they are not. Okay, anha, from it, bi ghaibin, absent. Okay, let's get the three verses together now. Say, verily the abrar will be in delight, i.e. paradise, and verily the fujar, the wicked, will be in blazing fire. Therein they will answer and taste its burning flame on the day of recompense. And they, i.e. the fujar, will not be absent therefrom. وَمَا هُمْ عَنْهَا وَمَا هُمْ عنها عنها بغائبين وما هم عنها بغائبين وما هم عنها بغائبين وما هم عنها بغائبين إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ يصلونها يوم الدين يصلونها يوم الدين وما هم عنها بغائبين Alright, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this going to happen when? Yawm al-Din. So now Allah is going to come to talk to us about Yawm al-Din. So after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divide mankind to two categories and divided the homes to two categories, some people are abrar and some people are fujar, some people are fi na'im and some people in jaheem. So Allah comes back again and to tell us about يوم الدين, saying وما أدراك ما يوم الدين, and أدراك to من الدراية the knowledge to get to know, okay, and say ك means what like كتابك your book أدراك who can inform you who can tell you okay who can make you come to the realization of يوم الدين. That means this kind of expression to show you the seriousness of يوم الدين is beyond your imagination, is beyond even your knowledge, is beyond even that somebody can tell you. And all what you're going to hear about it from Quran or Hadith or lectures and all the things is still not going to give you the reality of that day. And Allah again repeating it again, ثُمَّ مَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. Then who can bring you to the realization and the understanding of يوم الدين, the day of recompense? That means it's something beyond what you even can be imagine or what you can be told about it, and that no one has the means really to give you the realization of that day. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took upon himself to explain it in the verse number 19, which is the last one, in saying, I'm coming, yes, I'm coming, I'm only giving general, okay, I know I went, we escaped the routine, okay. He's saying, يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله. In that day that no soul can be able to help other soul, no soul can benefit other soul, no one has power or mighty to give you or to do something or to help you or to assist you, and the affair and the matter is only belong to Allah. Okay, and we go back to the way how we usually do it. Okay, it says here in verse number 17, what adraka, the word adraka from diraya means can tell you or can inform you. Okay, when somebody said, do you know such and such, say adri. Adri means yes, I know. Adri. يقول لك عارف, you say أعرف. تدري. أتدري. Do you know? Okay. أدراك, who can inform you? أدراني, he informed me. أدراك, to tell you. وما أدراك, ما, what, يوم, day, الدين, recompense. وما أدراك ما يوم الدين. And what will make you know what the day of recompense is. Okay? ثم, then, again repeating the same verse. So what does it mean, repetition? No. The emphasis, it shows you how serious it is, and know by all whatever means that you can come really to realization of يوم الدين. As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying, فَوَاللَّهِ لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ مَا أَعْلَمْ لَضَحِكْتُمْ قَلِيلًا وَلَبَكَيْتُمْ كَثِيرًا ولا تمتعتم بالنساء على الفرش ولا خرجتم الى الصعودات تشعرون. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that لَوْلَا أَلَّا تَدَافَنُوا لَسَأَلْتُ اللَّهَ أَنْ يَسْمِعَكُمْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Only out of fear that you are not going to bury each other. Somebody die, you're going to leave him. Say, only out of the fear that you are not going to bury each other. Otherwise, I will tell you or ask Allah to make you hear the punishment, what going in the grave. Because if we really come to realization what is going in the grave, we be so scared. So when your beloved one die, we leave him in the same spot. You are not going to dare to take him to the grave. Because, but Allah, out of His mercy, He blocked this sound and noise and voices from us. Animals can hear it. You see? Animals can hear it. But a human being been blocked from this and out of Allah's mercy, because otherwise we leave the people without burying them. So in another narration, the Prophet ﷺ said, by Allah, if you know what I know, because we don't know as much as the Prophet know, and even if we have this knowledge, we did not have the realization and the feeling of this knowledge like the Prophet. You see, even imagine that you memorize all the Quran, all the Hadith, everything. No way we can have it. But let's assume it. So having the knowledge, because in the computer, you press a button and give you the whole surah, the whole Quran. But the computer does not have the ability of the taqwa and the fear of Allah. So the Prophet ﷺ said, by Allah, if you know what I know, you will laugh little and you will weep a lot, and you could not enjoy your wives, and you'll be walking in the street, walking, crying and calling in Allah. So here this shows you the emphasis that how serious is the day of a judgment, and is no way that we can make you to realize. Nobody can tell you how serious it is, the day of judgment. And it's enough that is no prophet or a messenger except denies the responsibility, saying, no, I could not. Go to somebody else. When they ask him the shafa'ah, the intercession, every prophet say, nafsi, nafsi, myself, my soul. I'd be glad that I'd be safe and this is. I could not talk to Allah, I could not discuss it with Allah, because the people be waiting for a long time, to such a degree they will hope that Allah even cast them to hellfire. But don't let us wait all this time. And after this started searching, who can go and ask Allah, beg Allah to let the judgment start? All this only was waiting. So every prophet is saying, no, I could not. Because Allah is so angry today. And He never been angry like this before. I could not. So you can see, وَمَا ثُمَّ again, what can tell you and what can make you know how serious is the day of Yawm al-Din, the day of the recompense. And after this, Allah explained it by saying, يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. يَوْمَ, verse number 19, يَوْمَ, day, لَا, not. تَمْلِكُ means to own, to possess. Okay? Or have mulk, which power and strength and mighty. Okay? Nafs means a soul or a person. Okay? Because no soul by itself, you could not communicate with the soul. I say, أنت بنفسك, you yourself. You understand? You yourself. That means I'm talking about not self, that your soul, that means you. as a human being. يوم لا تملك نفس. So when Allah talking about nafs, it's talking about you as a human being. That no human being have power or mighty لنفس to another. لي mean to, and nafs means its own. يوم لا, in the day which no soul has power to benefit another soul by شيئا, anything, nothing. شيء means what? A thing. Like, can you help me? Can you lend me a dollar? Can you take me under the shade? Can you do something to me? Allah says that day no soul has a tamliku, has a power or mighty لنفس for another soul شيئا, nothing. And شيئا here is a نكرة, means not anything. You're sweating, oh, can you help me? Can you give me some cold water? Can I go in the shade? No. No soul. No soul in the day of judgment has a power to benefit or to help or to assist another soul. And what else? Where and al-amr, the decision, the power, the mighty, the affair. يوم إذن, that day. يوم إذن, يوم and إذ, okay, that means that day لله, لي الله, but they mix it together or complete it together, became لله for Allah, لي الله, but here لله means to Allah. لي means to. هذا الكتاب لي, this book is mine, it's for me. لي لك, له لها. So you take the lam and you add it with the pronoun. Say, I told you about ك means you when you say كتابك, okay. لك means to you. لي means to me. له to him. له بيت كبير, he has or he possesses a big house. له. لها فستان جميل, she has a beautiful dress. لها. لله لأحمد, كتاب من هذا؟ هذا لأحمد, لمحمد, for محمد, لمحمد, okay. So لله means what? For Allah. I did this good deed لله, for Allah. You see? So in that day, يوم, a day, لا, no, تملك من الملك. ملك means to possess. And the person who possess, you call him what? مالك, like مالك يوم الدين. So مالك الملك, مالك الملك, the owner of the dominion or the kingdom or the power, okay. So تملك from ملك, ملك, and you have ملك which is the king. So ملك, ملاك, مالك, مملوك, and مملوك is a slave, the one that you own him, you call his mamluk, and anta malik. So la tamliku, tamliku means to possess, have power, have mighty over, tamliku, because when you own something you can do whatever you want with it. All right. Nafsun li nafsin, isol to isol, a human being to a human being, person to a person. Yes, the lamb is two, nafs is soul, لنفسين to a soul, شيئا, anything. والأمر, أمر means command, affair. And amr also the decision, Like you say, order, amara, and you have the word amir. You see? So the amir make amr, he give order, he made a decision. Amir. And imara is the principal ship, or the amirship, if you want to use this term, okay? So from one word you can get to all these other roots. Imara, imara, it has to, it can utilize for a building that, because the emir is the imara, okay? He's in this office, so they call it imara, this where he carry his order and decision from it. But the imara is the position of itself being emir, being in command, in control. So I am the emir, okay? And this is Imarati, okay? This is my affair. I make the decision in it. So the Amr, the command, the order, the decision in that day is what? Belong to only to who? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verse number 19. Yawma la tamliku. يوم لا تملك يوم لا تملك نفس نفس لنفس نفس لنفس يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس نفس لنفس شيئا نفس لنفس شيئا يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر والأمر يومئذ يومئذ لله والأمر يومئذ لله يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله And what will make you know what is the day of recompense is? Again, what will make you know what is the day of recompense is? It will be the day when no person shall have power to do anything for another. And the decision that day will be holy only with Allah. Okay. Now, with this, inshallah, we finish word-to-word translation and general translation. And now let's go before it's time for almost adhan to see what Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih Al Uthaymeen saying in his tafsir. Innal abrar la fi na'im. This shows the final of all this and the reward or the punishment. Al abrar plural of bir, and those who do a lot of good deed, those who are distant from the evil. لَفِي نَعِيم آيِ نَعِيم in the heart, delight in their heart, and delight in the body. As a result of this, you could not find anybody more content and happy and delighted in his heart more than the righteous people, the people of God. As some of the righteous saints, some of the righteous said, if the kings and the children of kings know what delight that we are in, they will fight against us with their swords. Okay? That the people of Iman, people of Ta'a, obedience of Allah, they are in so enjoyment, they so content, they so happy. If the kings know how much happiness the people of Iman living in it, they will come fight with them, killing them, because people are trying to be happy. And some people think, understand, because he became the king and all the things he became, he can have the happiness. But in actuality, they say, we are the people of Iman and good deed, we are living in happiness more than the kings. And if the kings know how much we are in happiness, they will come to fight with us to try to get it out of us. But they could not get it because you have to do, you understand? You have to be obedient to Allah, you have to do the good deed, so you can live in this kind of feeling and situation. So it say the abrar, the people who are doing the bir and the good, they're going to be na'im. And this na'im is happening to them in the dunya as well as in the akhirah, in this life as well as in the hereafter. As for the hereafter, you will be in Jannah. As for being in the dunya, the tranquility of your heart, that is satisfaction of your heart with the qadr of Allah, with the faith, with the predestination, you'll be content. This is the reality of delight. Not that having cars and houses and all this material thing. The most important thing, that your heart is content. And this is not going to happen to you unless you are doing the good deed. And وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ, الْفُجَّارَ are the kuffar. And this is the opposite of the abrar, the righteous. لَفِي جَحِيمْ i.e. in hellfire. يَصْلَوْنَا i.e. they will be burning in it. يَوْمُ الدِّينِ in the day of the judgment, يوم القيامة. وَمَا هُمْ عَنْهَا بِغَائِبِينَ i.e. they are not going to be absent. They are not going to be able to get out. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in other verse, وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنْهَا. Never they can get out of hell fire. That's because they will live there forever. We ask Allah His protection. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. So this is like a question, but to show you how serious is the matter. Okay? This مَا أَدْرَاكَ, what can tell you? This is a question. But it's not a question that Allah asking us. But this is a way to show you the seriousness of the matter. And who can inform you? That means, get to know that this day is so serious. And be aware and be prepared for it. يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْهَا. In the day of judgment, no one has power or decision. You could not help anybody, not by giving them something good or keeping something harm away from them, unless by Allah's permission. And Allah is saying, وَالْأَمْرُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلَّهِ. In this dunya, we see people giving order, making decision. King, assistant, wazir, the father, the mother, Okay? But in the hereafter, all the affair and all the decision will be only for Allah. And no soul has power to benefit other soul unless by the will of Allah. As a result of this, in that day the people will be in very distressed condition, a lot of hardship. They could not even deal with it. They ask Adam for intercession. They ask Noah, the Prophet Ibrahim, the Prophet Musa, even the Prophet Isa alayhi salam, until they reach to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will intercede by the permission of Allah and will make a relief for all mankind from this standing position, as it came in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari, the book of Tafsir, and also in the collection of Imam Muslim, the book of Iman. Somebody may ask and say, is it the affair and the decision today and tomorrow only belong to Allah? We say yes, of course. The Amr, the command, everything is belong only to Allah. But you did not see the reality of it as you see it in the day of judgment. Because today this person say, do this, this person is a king, this person is the officer, this person is the husband. You can see some people making decisions, although everything by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you can see things happening by other people. So, and the person sometimes but in the hereafter it will be manifested to you clearly, obvious. Okay? Because in this dunya you see some people, they disobey Allah and they listen to their boss or their master. So in this case the final command is not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, but in the hereafter, as Allah is saying, لمن الملك اليوم لله الواحد القهار. To whom is the dominion today? Is only to Allah. Indeed, the kingdom and the decision and the order in the dunya and in the akhirah is belong to Allah. But in that day, the day of judgment, you will see the full command, the full authority. And now you will get to know for sure, with no doubt, that no one have any decision except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with this we come to the end of the tafsir, surah Al-Infitar, surah number 82. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. With this we come to close. It's time for adhan and iqama and salah. Thank you for being here. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us, benefit us with this surah and the meaning that of it, that we act upon it inshallah. And please finish memorizing this surah. Those people who did not do their homework, people who did not study, please do your homework and make sure, because we'll be moving to a new surah inshallah next week, God willing. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب